Hey, VV Nation. Well, you found our podcast on your favorite platform for podcasts. We know that you'll love the content, and hopefully it makes you better informed investors in the stock market. Be sure to follow us on social media. You can go to YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, and Instagram. Just search for VectorVest, and remember, we do the work, you reap the rewards. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the VectorVest YouTube channel. My name is Glenn, Senior Stock Market Strategist for VectorVest. Love bringing these videos to your attention. Now, this video is not all about the glamour and the glitz about a stock that's going up that you got to buy and da-da-da-da. This is more informative, and it's going to be really directed towards the newer investors in the market. You see, as I've looked since COVID, we've got a lot of new retail investors in the market. The average age of the investor in the market right now is about 33, but we've got a lot of newer, younger people investing in the market. And I wanted to talk to them, as well as my seasoned investors, about alternative investments. It's a great way to take advantage of a whole space with an ETF. That's the way I'm going to go, with an ETF, and it keeps you well diversified. Let's talk about a little bit about what a traditional versus alternative investments. Alternative investments not only offer you diversification, but they may provide, see this, higher returns than the traditional investments. But of course, your returns will vary depending on your investment choices, market conditions, and other factors. As a new investor, I think that that's a very important piece. My seasoned investors already know that, but you newer, younger people need to understand there's a lot of other factors that affect your ability to make money in the market. So here's a time period between 2017, 2022, when you talk about the different types of investments. S&P, traditional. Up 9.42%. Bonds, traditional, down a little bit. Real estate, more of an alternative investment, up 3.74. Gold, more of an alternative investment, 8.63. Commodities, more of an alternative investment, up 6.4. Hedge funds, also alternative. And crypto, also alternative. Now, the big thing is that a lot of people with a little bit of money trying to jump into crypto and make tens of billions of trillions of quadrillions of dollars overnight. It don't work like that. You need to know when to be in and when to be out. Notice that over that time period, crypto is down over 10%. So with the power of the VectorVest software, we can help you to get in and out as an alternative investment to make money in the market. You all know how I feel about crypto, but I'm never going to stop you from getting an opportunity to make money in it. Now, I'm going to bring this up and I'm going to bring my camera back on. Here's the, you know, beginner investor demographics. Look at this, 18 to 24. There's a lot of new people. That's 20% of first-time investors are in that age group. 27% are between 25 and 30. 25, almost 26% between 31 and 36. Newer investors, people getting in later in life, 37 to 45, 16, 46 plus are 10%. Now, as I look at this, I wanted to go down to the beginner financials. Zero to $25,000, 18% of income invested. 25 to 40 to 50, 18. The biggest number is 100,000 plus 35% of income invested. All right. So keeping that in mind, let's talk about some more of the alternative investments. Derivatives, digital securities, precious metals, collectibles, commodities, real estate, and private equity. Seven. We're going to cover five here. All right. These are five alternative investments to consider for you guys. I'm not going to do derivatives. I will do digital assets. All right. Assets, cryptocurrency. And right now, that's a hot thing. We're going to cover that. Let's scroll down to precious metals. A hot industry. We're going to cover that. Collectibles. Now, I couldn't find an ETF on collectibles, but investing in collectibles such as wine or fine art comes with many of the difficulties of investing in bullion. It can be difficult to secure and store. So maybe I'd like to be in that space, but I don't have a lot of space to hold wine and fine art. Unless you're well connected in a particular collector's industry, finding a buyer for your antique sculpture or vintage muscle car when you're ready to cash in may be challenging. So I'd look to find some ETFs for collectibles? I could not. But collectibles are considered to be an alternative investment, a group of investment assets that fall into the other category. Put another way, alternative investments aren't the usual suspects like stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or cash, outside of the traditional investing. All right, so I could not find ETFs for it. And if somebody finds an ETF, let me know. I think that that would be a great ETF, because collectibles is a great investment outside of the traditional market, and you can get fractional shares. All right. How to invest in, you know, collectibles are considered to be an alternative investment, a group of investment assets that fall into the other category. All right. And I did find a site for it, though, called Masterworks. Check that out. It's not a VectorVest site, but it is a site where you can go to, where you can look at from an investment standpoint into art or into other collectibles, mainly art here. All right. I've got a list of 8 alternative investment ETFs. All right. So real estate was part of that as well. We didn't get all the way down to there yet. But I've got a couple of real estates, VNQ, MORT. I've got gold, GLD. I've got silver for precious metals. I've got commodities, corn, wheat. I've got the whole idea of crypto, looking at CONEL. All right, so I've got several different ETFs that cover the spaces that are alternative investing. Now, I went back. I wanted to see what these did over the last year. I went back to the first trading day of 2024. I'm going to do a quick test of these stocks. And what I like about this is we more than doubled what the market would have done from the beginning of the year. That's good to know. Crypto, 95%. Oil, 21%. Silver, 15%. Gold, 13%. What I like about this is that even as I give you these fish, we can see going forward what should continue, hopefully, to outperform the others. Wheat, corn, mortgages, 2 of these are mortgages. These are commodities. Not doing as well, but you know something? These are manageable. And you're still well diversified. These are manageable. I'm going to do one other thing. I'm going to look at this on a graph. View these stocks on a graph. All right. Let's go look at the last year. I want to show you what these stocks look like. All right. Again, higher than we were a year ago. That's a good play, especially from an alternative investment. I'm looking at the MPI graph. You know, I talk a lot about that on the channel, looking for opportunities where we have both trigger and trend. And I'm also using a 20-day exponential moving average. When they rock, they rock. And again, you're very well diversified during this time. But there's times not to be in them as well. And back and forth and back and forth. Right now, it is that watch list of stocks is coming off a level of support. Nice update today. I would definitely like to see it go back above the 20-day exponential moving average. But by way of the MPI, we still have trend. Hopefully, we'll get back around. Look at this volume. I like the volume. We'll get back above that level of RT. And these could be some stocks for you guys to rock and roll with. I would wait. Unless I can see something, let me stream this until now. Unless I can see something that makes me feel warm and fuzzy all over. There's on crypto, CONEL on coin, 7.42% today. Mortgage, 1.67% today. Wheat, 1.45. I can look at these now. Let's go graph them again. And let's go put these on a one-month graph. Let's put this on a one-month graph. I can still look at these as possible entries soon. Look at that. Mortgage now above the 20-day. Wheat above the 20-day. USO above the 20-day. VNQ getting up there. Corn above the 20-day. This is what I'm looking for. If you're looking to get into any of these now, the ones that are above the 20-day, I like. So, and look at these. Some of these are just getting above the 20 days. Folks, you could be getting in early. All you guys out there, whether you're seasoned or you're brand new, these are setting up for you right now. This is why I need you to share this, because alternative investments actually could outperform the traditional stocks, bonds, mutual funds, that kind of thing. Folks, you may be getting in on the ground floor right now. Now, with that being said, I need your input. One, if you're new to the stock market, did this help you? I need you to type the word new, helpful. If you are seasoned veteran in the stock market, I need you to type seasoned and if it was worth it for you as well. Did this help you? Folks, I need you to share this content. It may not be willy-nilly all about a stock, but this is important in order to help you guys invest in the market to get closer to financial freedom by diversifying your portfolio. All of you, if you did like the content, don't forget to hit the like button. And if you're brand new to the channel, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and the bell icon, because this is what we bring the smoke, folks. We bring the heat. We want you to be successful in the stock market. So make sure you subscribe and hit the like button. Folks, this video is over. And until the next time, see ya. Hey, VV Nation, do you have access to the VectorVest tool, the most powerful tool in the industry right now? No? Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to take advantage of an outstanding deal. Simply go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. You can take advantage of VectorVest 30 days for $9.95. That's an outrageous price for a trial. So what do you get? Well, you get the opportunity to see how we have outperformed the S&P 500 by over 2,000% for the last 20 years. We'll go down and we can see that we track over 18,000 stocks globally and have access to analyzing those. And we've got 25 years of accurate market predictions. Yes, folks, we time the market. Simply, folks, all you have to do is go to www.vectorvest.com/YT. $9.95 for 30 days. And we offer a hassle-free refund. Folks, take advantage of it right now. Thank you for supporting our podcast and for being a part of VV Nation. Remember, you can always get a free stock analysis on your stocks. Simply go to vectorvest.com/free. Type in your symbol, submit your email, and we will email your analysis.